I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Despite all the warnings about tobacco and lung cancer, it's not easy to keep teenagers from smoking. And in Detroit's large Arab American community, health officials say teen smoking is on the rise. But it's not cigarettes luring young smokers there. It's the hookah, or shisha, the kind of water pipe popular throughout the Middle East. Dr. Basim Dubebo is in the Department of Internal Medicine at Wayne State University's School of Medicine. He says you don't have to look far to see the problem.
If you come to Michigan and drive on Warren Street in Dearborn, you're going to find multiple hookah lounges that did not exist several years ago. If you go outside of Dearborn, Dearborn being the area of Detroit Metro where most Middle Easterners live, you will find also hookah lounges sprouting all over the place. And they're attracting not only Middle Easterners who are somehow linked to this practice, but they're attracting also Americans of European descent and African Americans. So if you just drive casually, you're going to find multiple lounges all over the place.
Are you alarmed by the trend?
This is very alarming. I'm a pulmonologist. I'm a lung physician. And I'm alarmed at this explosion because hookah smoking is perceived by individuals as not as risky as cigarette smoking, while in fact the data show that, on the contrary, it's even riskier. It's the risks of developing systemic diseases from hookah are even more extensive than cigarette smoking.
Why is that? Because I think a lot of young people will say, oh, the smoke is being filtered through the water, so therefore it's probably going to be better for you.
Yeah, there are a lot of misconceptions about hookah smoking. The two big ones are that when you run the smoke through the water reservoir, that it's going to become cooler, and that as the smoke is bubbled through the water reservoir, that many of the toxins are going to be filtered out. Both of these are fallacies. Basically, these toxins that we're talking about are not water soluble and will not be absorbed in the water reservoir. On the contrary, the act of smoking hookah, what you're doing is you're sucking smoke from the tobacco, which is located more than a meter and a half away from the mouth. The act of sucking through this long distance requires a lot of effort, and the inhalation is actually very, very deep compared to cigarette smoking, where you can get the smoke with minimal inhalation. The act of smoking shisha or hookah requires a lot of effort and deep inhalation, resulting in the position of the smoke deeper in the lungs in areas that are going to be very fragile and easily inflamed.
So how is that message getting across to young people who are going into these hookah bars?
You know, this is a tough message to get across, because the act of smoking shisha or hookah is socially acceptable and people perceive it as safe. Even in the Middle East, you will find that young people do the smoke shisha in front of their parents, while they may not even smoke cigarettes in front of their parents. Mm. So raising awareness is difficult. I don't have any illusions. This is going to be a lengthy process. The good news is the CDC has recently issued some warnings about hookah smoking, and these have gone all over the nation. One of the messages that the CDC is trying to get across is that smoking one session of hookah is the equivalent of inhaling the smoke of 100 to 200 cigarettes.
That's extraordinary. What is your advice to a young person who might be smoking hookah, like your nephew or your niece? Are you worried about them saying, oh, please, that's such a little concern?
We have pictures that show damaged lungs. We have data that show the increased incidence of heart disease. So if I just show them these pictures, if I show them some compassion, because smoking is really an addiction, and many people treat smokers as really fiends, as criminals, but they are really patients who are addicted to nicotine. So by a combination of compassion, of education, and of showing the data, I think we can make progress.
Dr. Basim Dubebo in the Department of Internal Medicine at Wayne State University. Thanks so much.
Thank you for calling me.